Evolution of the Pheno Age Algorithm, by Thrivis Admin, on Friday, March 14, 2025. Imagine if you could know your biological age, the age your body seems to be, rather than just your birthday. That's exactly what the Pheno Age algorithm tries to do. Over time, scientists have improved this algorithm. And today we're going to walk through its evolution. We'll break it down step by step and even look at the math behind it. A quick timeline. Pheno Age 1, April 18, 2018, the original method using clinical biomarkers from NHANES 3 data. Adjusted Pheno Age 1, November 1, 2018, a tweak to convert the clinical age into a DNA methylation, DNAM, based age estimate. Uncorrected Pheno Age 2, December 31, 2018, a new version using NHANES 4 data, but with a small mistake. Corrected Pheno Age 2, February 25, 2019, the mistake is fixed by adding a missing conversion step. Adjusted Corrected Pheno Age 2. Finally, the corrected version is adjusted the same way as Pheno Age 1 to yield a refined algorithm. Step 1. Calculating clinical Pheno Age. Both Pheno Age 1 and Pheno Age 2 start by using clinical tests, blood tests, that measure 9 different things in your blood, like albumin, creatinine, glucose, and others, along with your actual age. They combine these values into one number using a formula. We call this combination XB. The formula looks like this. XB equals minus 19.907 to 0.0336 times albumin, plus 0.0095 times creatinine, plus 0.0195 times glucose, plus 0.0954 times L.N. C-reactive protein, 0.0120 times lymphocyte percent, plus 0.0268 times mean cell volume, plus 0.3356 times red cell distribution width, plus 0.00188 times alkaline phosphatase, plus 0.0554 times white blood cell count, plus 0.0804 times chronological age. Next, using a model that describes how likely a person is to die in 10 years, called the Gompertz model, the algorithm converts XB into a 10-year mortality risk, M. The formula for M is M equals 1, ASP, XB XB times, XB 120 times gamma, 1, gamma. Here, gamma, is a small number, approximately 0.0076927, and 120 represents 120 months, or 10 years. Once we have M, the algorithm converts this risk into a clinical phenotypic age, P for Pheno Age 1, the math is P equals 141.50225 plus, ln minus 0.00553 times ln, 1 M, 0.090165. For the Pheno Age 2 method, the process is nearly the same, but in its uncorrected version, released on December 31, 2018, they skip the step of converting XB into M explicitly. In the corrected Pheno Age 2, released on February 25, 2019, they fix that by using the same conversion as above, except they use very slightly adjusted constants. P equals 141.50 plus, ln minus 0.00553 times ln, 1, m, 0.09165. Notice the tiny differences. Pheno Age 1 uses 141.50225 and 0.090165, while corrected Pheno Age 2 uses 141.50 and 0.09165. Step 2. Adjusting the clinical Pheno Age. Scientists noticed that the clinical Pheno Age, whether from Pheno Age 1 or Pheno Age 2, could be fine-tuned further to account for sparse representation of older people in the original data. They developed an adjustment formula. This adjustment can be applied to the clinical Pheno Age, P, to give the final DNAM Pheno Age, which we can call DP. The formula is DP equals P, 1 plus 1.28047 times XB 0.0344329 times P, 182.344. This equation tweaks the clinical pheno age so it more accurately reflects biological aging for more people. Comparing the two sequences. Now let's compare the two combined sequences. Adjusted pheno age 1 step 1, clinical pheno age 1, compute XB using the 9 biomarkers in age, then calculate M with the Gompertz model, and finally compute P equals 141.50225 plus ln minus 0.00553 times ln 1 m 0.090165. Step 2. Adjustment. Apply dp equals p 1 plus 1.28047 times xb 0.0344329 times p 182.344. Adjusted corrected pheno age 2 step 1. Clinical corrected pheno age 2. Again, compute XB with the same formula, then get M using M equals 1, XP, XB, XB times, XB times ln, 1, M 0.076927, 1, 0.0076927, then convert M into age with P equals 141.50 plus, ln minus 0.0011 M. Step 2. Adjustment. Apply the identical adjustment formula, dp equals p, 1 plus 1.28047 times xb 0.0344329 times p 182.344. The main differences are in the constants used during the conversion from mortality risk to age. Pheno H1's numbers are 141.50225 and 0.090165, whereas corrected pheno H2 uses 141.50 and 0.09165. Also, the corrected pheno H2 properly includes the explicit step of calculating M from XB, which was missing in the uncorrected version. Even though the differences in numbers may seem tiny, they can change the final biological age estimate. Scientists work hard to refine these models so that they can more accurately predict how well a person is aging, information that is becoming increasingly useful for health and medicine. Conclusion. To sum up, evolution of the pheno age algorithm went like this. Pheno age 1, clinical age calculation from NHANES 3, was created first. Then an adjustment was added to better match DNA methylation data, leading to adjusted pheno H1. Next came uncorrected pheno H2, using NHANES 4 data, which originally skipped a step, the uncorrected version. This was later corrected by explicitly calculating the 10-year mortality risk, producing corrected pheno H2. Finally, the same adjustment was applied to get the adjusted corrected pheno H2, the refined algorithm. Each step in the timeline has brought scientists closer to an accurate and useful biological clock that can measure aging at the molecular level. Hopefully, this simple breakdown helps you understand how math and science work together to refine tools that can help us all live healthier lives. Thrivus develops Thrivus Clock and a free calculator to measure biological aging, help people make better lifestyle decisions, and enhance healthy longevity. When first launched, Thrivus Clock was based on the adjusted pheno H1 algorithm. We have since updated it to use the adjusted corrected pheno H2 algorithm. Thrivus Clock is available to purchase online now in the Thrivus store. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.